Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Just one request. You played Lee Greenwood, no Tarantella, no Neil Diamond as bumper music during this hour. No, that's it. Stop it already. All right. All right. We're joined next by Mark Ferguson, who my people down in South Philly say is one of the organizers, one of the leaders of what we saw play out magically here, where now rule of law is coming into this. There's a temporary restraining order, and I guess the hearing today on the Columbus statue in South Philly. Mark joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for taking time out to join us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mark, tell me the big question I've been asking is why? Give me some of the reasons in your mind, both you and what people told you, why they would inconvenience themselves, come out there, be standing out there. I didn't even see any beach chairs. What's up with that in front of the statue? Well, you know, where was the beach chair brigade? I was going to bring some beach chairs down. No water ice, nothing.
No, it was standing room only.
Yeah. Why?
Well, basically, it's more than just the statue. I mean, that statue was donated from the community, was paid for by the community. So it represents Italian heritage, even though the history may be blemished on Columbus himself. It's still recognized as an Italian heritage symbol. So we feel like we're being attacked because, you know, they took down Rizzo, you know, they took down the mural. Now they're going to take down this, and they're going to probably stop the parade. So we feel like we're being attacked personally, and it's not so much about the statue. Like people were saying yesterday, why do you want this to stay up? Well, why do you want to take it down?
Right. Well, I'll give you the other side since they're not here. They're cowards, as you know, and won't do that. I heard one guy say, well, we want to be united. If we take down this stuff, then we're all united, Mark. We don't have anything to fight over. What do you say to that?
But that's totally wrong, because you give them an inch and they want a yard. It's never going to stop. These people aren't satisfied. It seems like it's a mental disorder. They just want to change everything. Well, this is ours.
You mentioned something. Before we get to the neighborhood, I wanted to go back and drill down. Christine Flowers, I think, is right, Mark, and I wanted listeners to know, and I think you were alluding to it, this was a gift from the government of Italy, from the people of Italy, apparently, to the citizens of Philadelphia. So this isn't something that the city, Kenny claimed that with Rizzo, any of that stuff, he is going after something that doesn't belong to him as mayor.
Exactly. I understand that it's on city property.
Right.
And I'm sure he's going to try everything six ways to Sunday to try and get it down, because now it's personal. I mean, we went to his house yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about that. See, I gave you a pass in this because you did it correctly. It was pretty funny singing Happy Birthday to Trump and Blue Lives Matter and Jimmy, are you in there? And apparently he was looking through the drapes. I'm not a big fan, but given what he's done, given that he won't face the people, given how much of this is going on, I get it. He's a betrayer of South Philly, where he's from.
Correct. It's very disheartening. He won't address us. He'll go through tweets, but yet he wants to mock Trump for tweeting, and he's doing the exact same thing. He's given in to these people and their crazy demands, and he's attacking us, calling us vigilantes. Well, we're vigilantes. We're standing by a statue. North Philly just got blown up the other night, and we're vigilantes, but you want to address us.
See, well, I have to ask you, how do you feel then about some people? Well, it's an open carry state, so that part is fine. I don't know. Let's see. Roosevelt Golf Course, it'd be a pretty far drive from there, I think. How about the golf club guy? I mean, do you think that that's necessary?
Well, they were playing golf in their defense, they were playing golf in the grass there. There were guys playing baseball. No one was personally attacked or threatened with a golf club. I mean, they were there with their families. They were there playing cornhole, the mini golf. There was all kinds of things going on. We had all kinds of food and drinks and stuff like that. And it was more like a festival type atmosphere on the first night.
Yeah, I saw the first night. I agree with you. So this is in court. Is it around noon today? It gets heard, Mark?
It's supposed to be around noon. And, we have the eyes and ears on that. And hopefully it goes in our favor.
And what are you asking for? Just that the statue stay there?
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to stop at this. And I'm sure everybody understands that. So we have to, we lost the Rizzo fight, but we have to make a stand here. And enough is enough. Stop attacking our symbols and our heritage and let us do us. That's it.
Right.
That's
and you mentioned too, this is like, look, the municipal services building and all this stuff, Rizzo certainly deserved to be there. He's the most prominent Philadelphian ever, arguably, other than Ben Franklin. He was about service. Okay. That's right there in the center of things. People see it every day. They can't stand it. Marconi is kind of buried down there in South Philly. You have to go out of your way to do this, right? So I was thinking maybe you put up blinds around it where you have to walk through someplace to see it as a compromise. Come on.
If you didn't know it was there,
right?
You wouldn't even know what the statue is. It's in the middle of the block, and it's recessed. It's not even on the curb. It's like recessed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you won't even see it. But it's all about what else could they get? What other spike can they put in our side of South Philly? It's ridiculous. They defaced our park. They put spray paint all over the place, all different kinds of like cursing and Antifa symbols, and we got to clean that. You know what I mean? That comes out of the taxpayers' money.
Sure.
So you want to come in, you want to wreck our neighborhood, you want to deface our property. No, we're not having it. We're done with it.
Now, Mark, let me ask you, because my people told me too, you know, I'm very glad you came on, because some people are reluctant. They have a particular job or whatever. If they're identified with this, then Antifa, you know, these little punks in the dead of the night and all, they come after you relentlessly. This is what they get off. Plus, you're viewed as a vigilante and these other things. I know that people have been giving it their name. They're proud to stand up and say, yeah, it's my neighborhood. Yeah. That's all I'm doing is defending my neighborhood.
For 4 years, I've been fighting this fight with Rizzo and this statue and mural and now Columbus. And I've been attacked personally. I've had my jobs called. My wife's job was called. They even got a hold of my my children's phone number and harassed them. I mean, but I don't buckle down. They never come face to face. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's all
absolutely.
Scare tactics.
Yeah.
It's all scare tactics. I'd rather them come and punch me in the face. I'd probably get up and shake their hand afterwards because out of respect. I mean, you want to do this stuff behind a keyboard and all of that. I mean, we were out there in the open for 2 days.
Yeah, it's the Chicago way. Our version of the Chicago way is the South Philly way. You know what it is. They don't like South Philly. They don't like it. They don't like what we're about from South Philly. They don't get it. And you don't steamroller South Philly. South Philly doesn't roll over. Everybody knows that forever. And this is another example. Well, good luck today with this. And what is the argument? You're just trying to have a restraining, or is this judge make the decision on what happens with the statue?
We're hoping that he makes the decision.
Okay.
And we hope it's in our favor.
Sure.
If not, then, you know, we'll go through the motions and
okay.
see what direction that goes from there. But depending on the day, matters a lot.
So. Absolutely. All right, Mark, thank you. Thanks very much. Be continued. Thanks for joining us.
Great talking to you guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.